The International Monetary Fund, IMF's smooth approval of the staff-level agreement for the first review of the ongoing $7 billion loan reflects its confidence in the government's efforts towards macroeconomic stability. It has particularly noted success in controlling inflation, now at its lowest since 2015, and the overall improvement in financial conditions. The IMF also acknowledges Pakistan's significant climate-related challenges that require external support. To address these, it has agreed to provide an additional $1.3 billion under a new facility for climate and sustainability challenges. While the IMF is optimistic that Pakistan's economy will gradually improve, it has also highlighted risks if policies are loosened or if global events, such as rising commodity prices, trade restrictions, or climate-related shocks, disrupt progress. To mitigate these risks, it has recommended protective measures, including strengthening public finances, increasing foreign reserves, and removing economic barriers. Specifically, it has emphasized reducing public debt, enhancing revenue mobilization, addressing energy sector inefficiencies, and improving the governance of state-owned enterprises. Stabilizing the economy is essential, but it has come at the cost of worsening poverty. According to the World Bank, poverty surged by 7 percentage points in 2024 alone, reaching 25.3% and pushing 13 million more people below the poverty line. Using the lower middle income threshold of $3.65 per day, the bank estimates that 40.5% of Pakistan's population lived in poverty in FY24, an increase of 2.6 million people from the previous year. Peer countries that slashed poverty over the past two decades did so by expanding international trade, not relying on increasing taxation or income support programs. Yet, IMF-driven pressure to raise Pakistan's tax-to-GDP ratio has trapped the economy in stagnation and contraction of the industrial sector. Trade, the proven engine of industrial growth, is glaringly absent from the IMF's prescription. In its 2022 study, the IMF correctly identified the main reason for Pakistan's stagnancy. Pakistan remains a highly closed economy, relying heavily on import tariffs for tax revenue. Similarly, Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb, while addressing the Boao Forum in China last week, stated that although globalization has lifted over a billion people out of poverty, it remains fundamentally unequal. Indeed, it is so, but it has left out only those who choose to remain isolated from the global trading system. No outsider propelled China's export success. It was China's own efforts, including lowering trade barriers that enabled its integration into the global economy.